Good morning, dear colleagues. My name is Luis Pérez. I'm an hemologist in Lucus Augusti University Hospital, and on behalf of the other authors, I'm very pleased to share with you some results from an interesting study being conducted at the Observational and Pragmatic Research Institute. This study is based on patients enrolled in the International Severe Asthma Registry, ISAR. The overall study is about defining and characterizing responders to biologic treatment in severe asthma patients, or BEAM, B-E-A-M for short. This poster aims to describe the baseline characteristics of patients included in the BEAM study. Only patients who started an anti-IL-5 receptor or anti-IgE during the study period were included. They also had to have pre-therapy information at least 1 year before they started on a biologic, as well as outcomes after biologic initiation during a follow-up visit that must be at least 24 weeks from first receiving a biologic. If you look at figure 1, almost half of ISAR's population consisted of biologic therapy users. Finally, 916 anti-IgE treated patients and 1,107 anti-IL-5 receptor treated patients were evaluated. The table in the center compares the baseline characteristics between the two biologic groups. Anti-IL-5 receptor patients were older and more frequently male, and were older when being diagnosed with asthma at about 31 years old, as compared to anti-IgE patients who were on average 24 years old at initiation. Anti-IL-5 receptor patients also had worse asthma, with about 70% of them having uncontrolled asthma. They also showed poorer lung function, with 55% showing bronchial obstruction as compared to 43% of anti-IgE patients. Anti-IL-5 receptor patients were more likely to be receiving long-term oral corticosteroids, although we did not find a significant difference in the used dosages. Of note, there wasn't a significant difference regarding annual exacerbations, with both groups having majority of its population exacerbating twice or more prior to therapy. However, anti-IL-5 receptor patients reported increased invasive ventilations and hospital admissions, while anti-IgE patients reported more emergency room visits. The figure 2 also shows a prudent difference between the two groups in terms of their steroid-related comorbidities. Anti-IL-5 receptor patients, especially those who were receiving long-term oral corticosteroids, reported more osteoporosis, anxiety, and diabetes as compared to their counterparts. This initial analysis of patients in the BEAM study has shown relevant differences among anti-IgE and anti-IL-5 receptor patients prior to them receiving their biologic therapies. From the discussion here, it seems that anti-IL-5 receptor patients had more severe asthma at baseline. The plan now is to use this information to understand how these patients go on to respond to their therapies. It is aimed to look at biologic patients' clinical responses to exacerbations, spirometry, long-term oral corticosteroid doses, and healthcare and resource utilizations to understand how these patients will fare at their follow-ups post-therapy. So please stay tuned to the rest of the research for BEAM, and I hope you have enjoyed this interesting bit of research. See you soon, dear colleagues.